Wave Radio.
Hi, this is Gary King, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves, and this is a special ISC edition of the Daily Rants and Raves, sponsored by Kramer. We're actually sitting here broadcasting, podcasting, and videocasting from the Kramer booth all 4 days of ISC, and I have a special guest from Kramer, Aviv Long. Aviv, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Gary?
I'm doing really well, and you and I spoke on video earlier this morning before the show even opened, and you're in charge of strategy and business development at Kramer, so you have a lot of experience with all the different products, all the different technologies that you're showing here at ISC. First off, day one impressions of the show, traffic, and quality of the attendance.
Very good. We are very happy with our locations here, so a lot of people are coming to the booth. We have excellent visitors. We have a lot of in-depth discussions with people, both end users and a lot of system integrators as well. So very good first day.
Yeah, so now Kramer historically has been known as sort of like an accessories company that made a whole bunch of boxes that made things work together. But here in the last year, you've made a conscious effort to sort of shift the focus into systems and solutions. And here at ISC, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you launched the Kramer Work and the Kramer Network products. Tell us a little bit, start with Kramer Work and explain what that is.
Okay, the Kramer at Work is our solution for meeting rooms, huddle spaces, all kinds of environments where people meet and get together. Our approach is very flexible, very customizable, so you can get your elements of any meeting space from small huddle space, very informal, to the very formal boardroom. And that is all based on well-integrated products from Kramer that do collaboration, control, presentation, connectivity through our installer solutions and audio.
And they include wire and wireless solutions and network-based solutions. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you can have an iPad, you want to connect that up to a system, you just use wireless connectivity, you don't have to plug anything in. If you have a laptop, you can do the same. But of course, if you have a computer that's in the office or in the meeting room all the time, you can wire that in.
Absolutely. For wireless, we use our VIA platform. That's an award-winning platform we launched last year. We introduced here the VIA Campus, that's the third member of the family. We got VIA Connect Pro, VIA Campus Now, and VIA Collab. And they all provide wireless and true collaboration.
Then we also launched, and that's where all the crowds were today, the Kramer Network.
Absolutely.
Tell us about that.
So Kramer Network is really an innovating approach to the whole question about convergence. What's happening between the Pro AV, the traditional one, and the AV over IP? We kind of put it together through a management umbrella, through which you can connect all of your devices to one network, and you can stream, you can route, you can manage, you can control all of your devices, including, for example, audio, Dante, over IP network.
And so it's not just converting everything to HD to HD, you're actually putting it on the network.
Absolutely, it's all IP, or if you have non-IP devices, they connect to the network as well through connection devices.
And what is the frontline assets of the tech applications? Do you have the ability to handle 2K and 4K resolution, right?
Yes.
And what kind of compression are you doing?
It's we have actually H.264, and that's the main protocol through which we're doing it.
Okay, so basically how people are familiar with how video conferencing works over the network.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
And by the way, it's also open to a third party encoders or decoders through APIs that we can work with any vendor in your environment. So if you just want to put the network element and you have already set up with an infrastructure of encoders and decoders, we can do that.
And that, I would assume that means also that by adding video captions to the system would be easy as well, because that would be just by connecting the data.
Absolutely. That's the beauty of IT.
And then what about future stuff coming up between now and Infocom? Obviously, you've made a clear stake in the direction that you're moving. Obviously, you still have, looking at your catalog, you still have a bunch of connectivity products as well. But it's clear that you're moving into more systems approach. Can we expect to see more of that between now and Infocom? And speaking of which, how much of that will we see you embrace the different resolutions and standards out there? Like you mentioned, Dante, for example,
yes.
Are you going to try to incorporate all of them, or are you pretty much standardizing them?
We are incorporating all the time more and more technology. We're definitely continuing down the path of solutions. You will definitely see big announcement coming from us next year towards Infocom and at Infocom obviously as well. So we are usually doing the big launches at the shows, but we've done some launches in between shows as
well. Well, I appreciate you joining me. It is the end of the first day. We'll be your demo days, and I'd like to come back on Friday if you're going to be here.
I'm actually leaving back home Thursday evening. So,
how about Thursday? How about you come back Thursday and you and I do a catch-up podcast and you tell me how the show has been for you?
That'll be great. That'll be a pleasure. Absolutely great. Thank you.
Thank you. You can, of course, see all the products that came and launched at the show. Just type in Kramer on the video search window. And, of course, you can follow along with our live coverage at RadioPod.com. Thanks for listening to my daily restoration. I will see you, talk to you, and cover the show. More tonight.